Paul, in his writings, offers a very clear understanding of being doers of the word and not hearers only. That makes for an interesting point of how do we do instead of just hearing, and why? Jesus comes and has been preaching and teaching, and the Pharisees decide, what is it that we can catch him on? What things can we sort of degrade him? And as they do so, they watch his disciples, and they didn't clean their hands before they ate. And Mark tells us, and other important things that are said. But they use this to accuse Jesus of not following the rules, the traditions. And Jesus understands where they're going with it, but understands also where they're coming from with their heart. I think all of us in our growing up, in our families, in our traditions, recognize those rules, those things that help us, as Moses brought the commandments, trying to give a healthier way of life that others may see, that they too might come around to recognizing this is a healthier way of life. Washing hands, cleaning the utensils, taking the time to recognize how do we clearly recognize hygiene. But Jesus wants to go further. It's like, what's in our heart? This past year, we've recognized and understood the challenges that we can face on many different levels, both within the midst of a pandemic, but also seeking justice, also realizing the conflicts in our world, and realizing how do we, in our life, try to make a better way? How do we not only follow Jesus, but also be an example of it? How are we doers of that love and grace? As we look at in today's world, there's a lot of things going on. Right now, we have a Delta variant that definitely has to be paid attention to, of how do we try to deal with that, and not only trying to avoid it, but at the same time trying to care for others in that situation. We look at conflicts in different countries, especially in Afghanistan, that we pray for peace, we long for the safety and the justice for our people. We're very much aware of the natural disasters out in California, the amount of fires, and not just California, but the West Coast, and the devastation that that's causing, and the also breathing difficulties for others. And then we realize in the forecast right now going on Hurricane Ida, which is becoming super dangerous, and praying for all those in that path that they might be kept safe and that destruction be limited. But in our own world, our anxieties for especially our younger people as we begin back to school this past week or coming weeks, to look at how do we make up for that which we were missing last year, both in our academics but also within our social connections and growing and maturity. How do we become doers of following Jesus? And that's in a faith and realizing what is coming from my heart. What ways am I trying to show that charity, that realization of Jesus's teachings? We hear from scripture of not only the commandments and from Paul of being doers, but also from Jesus of what is within our heart. How do we realize the dignity and respect that we are gifted with, that the gift of life that is truly from God offers to us a call and a responsibility of not just stewardship, but seeking to try to be an example in our world. We look, and in our faith, we ask Jesus to help us move closer to him, that within our life, we might realize the relationship of God within the covenant that he offers to us, not necessarily the contract, that we look at how do we best seek to live and move closer to God, and in moving closer to God, also moving closer and caring for one another, not just within our family, within our community, within our country, but within our world. We are asked truly to recognize that we are called to be those stewards. And as Jesus asks us to realize where is our heart, may we seek to have that heart of Jesus, realizing his love and goodness, so that we not only have the strength, but also the ability and knowledge of sharing his goodness with our world. This day, this week, let us ask our Lord to truly be present with us, to nourish us not only in word and sacrament, but in one another, realizing the opportunities that we have.